This may be one of the few weeks of the year that we get a kind of free pass from the national preoccupation with dieting. That is, unless you follow Food Network star Paula Deen. She's raised a big tent for folks who like the idea of live and let live. But as NPR's Allison Aubrey learned, her fans aren't just drawn to her cheese grits with extra butter. There's something more elusive that they're after.
I spend a lot of time interviewing people who are trying to make us and the food we eat healthier. And then there's Paula Deen. When I heard she was coming to town, the image I got in my head was a deep fried cheesecake. She actually does that. So who is this woman?
Now, the first dish I'm going to start with this morning is a spicy cinnamon cake.
This is Paula from an episode of her TV show. She's wearing her pajamas and cooking from her home in Savannah. She loves all the stuff we're supposed to be eating less of.
For this recipe, I'm going to need butter, sour cream, eggs.
She finds a way to sneak mayonnaise into recipes, and she's a fan of tricks to keep things simple, such as adding instant pudding.
And one more ingredient that's going to make this real, real moist.
Sour cream. So is it these easy-peasy recipes?
It has a wonderful, wonderful flavor.
That compel thousands of her fans to buy tickets and wait in lines to see her perform live?
Oh, believe me, it's going to be great. Everybody's going to be so excited and going absolutely insane.
Paula fan Rona Schwartz drove from Philadelphia down to the Metropolitan Cooking Show in D.C. earlier this month to see her live.
I can't wait. I mean, she just has that great smile. You can't help but fall in love with her. You just can't help it.
I was hearing this over and over and over again.
She's awesome. She's sweet. She's cute. She cooks everyday food. I can relate to her.
From Linda Fortunata to Michelle Morgan.
She makes this amazing apple pie.
Apple pie? Really? Doesn't everyone have a yummy recipe for apple pie? But as the spotlight came on, all eyes followed Paula's entrance on stage.
The queen of Southern cooking, the number one lady you came to see.
It started to dawn on me. It's more than the recipes. Paula, with her big blue eyes and her snowy white hairdo, she gives people a connection, a soulful connection they're looking for.
And her fifth year here in Washington, D.C., Paula Deen!
Within moments, Paula's laughing and telling stories, as she does on her TV show. She talks about her two sons and about meeting her second husband.
I remember when Michael and I, well, a few months after we'd been seeing each other, I got up and I fixed him breakfast.
As Paula talks, James Hampel says it feels like she's speaking just to him. It's as if each of the 2,000 people in the audience have pulled a chair right up to her kitchen table.
She's so homey and, like, she makes me feel like I'm in grandma's kitchen. Like, she just, like, I just want to hug her.
At one point, she invites the whole audience to come along on her annual winter cruise. Julie Cook, who's been, says it's a hoot.
She'll sit down right with you at the table and probably pick off your plate. But people get to know her intimately. She learns people's names and becomes friends with them.
Charisma aside, the part of Paula Deen's personal story that many diehard fans connect with is her triumph over big struggles, including a bad first marriage and agoraphobia, an anxiety disorder that left her afraid to leave her house.
It's tremendously inspiring to be a person who can overcome something like agoraphobia.
Food anthropologist Christine Dubois says in an age when conditions such as ADD, OCD, PTSD are part of the national lexicon, the ability to conquer one becomes the 21st century pull yourself up from the bootstraps story that gives people hope.
If Paula Deen could do it and become this incredible phenomenon, maybe I should have the courage to overcome my difficulties too.
So what's Paula's next personal dragon to slay? Well, when I caught up with her after the live show, she told me that to compensate for her love of rich food, she'd like to start exercising.
I've heard that about exercise, that it is addictive.
She told me that her son Bobby is hooked.
So I've got to see if I can't get myself addicted.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
I really
you,
appreciate
dear.
It.
You You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're cute, and I love those little ear screws.
Oh, she's got me. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.